Careful, the ice is slippery. But look at this glacier, the sparkling white, the iridescent blue of the crevasses and streams. It seems so still. It's difficult to believe it's always moving, just very, very slowly. Glaciers have worked like carving tools on the landscape of Alaska, profoundly shaping the area. They're like the scenic jewels of the region, and hundreds of glaciers can be counted in the coastal mountains and valleys. In addition, a series of ice fields and glaciers straddle the crest of the mountains, running the length of the border between Alaska and British Columbia. The largest of these is the Juneau Ice Field. This vast plain of ice is 45 miles wide and 85 miles long, fed by snowfall that exceeds 100 feet a year.
The chiseled peaks of buried mountains rise above the wide expanse of snow-covered ice, which is thousands of feet deep in places. Under the weight of this accumulation, the snow recrystallizes and ice crystals fuse. The ice overflowing from this mile-high plateau surges down valleys and feeds 38 large glaciers.
Glaciers are slow-moving rivers of ice, and even receding glaciers are moving forward. They're just melting faster than they advance. The Mendenhall Glacier near Juneau is 13 miles long, and the ice takes about 250 years to flow from the accumulation zone, or NIV, in the Juneau ice field at 5,000 feet to its terminus in the Mendenhall Valley near sea level. Like most glaciers in Alaska, the Mendenhall Glacier is retreating. It has retreated 2.5 miles in the past 250 years. A retreating glacier exposes a scoured, rocky landscape, scraped bare by ice and rocks embedded in the bottom of the glacier. Patches of rubble, sand, and silt offer a foothold to wind-borne seeds and the spores of moss and lichens. Moss and lichens are the first plants to grow on the landscape and produce acids that help break down the rocks. Over the course of a few years, the seeds of fireweed and willow sprout. Plants such as lupin and alder help fix atmospheric nitrogen to the mineral soil, making it more fertile. Decomposing leaves contribute to the developing soil, and spruce, willow, and cottonwood begin to sprout, taking advantage of the full sunlight of these open spaces. Over time, this succession of colonizing plants transforms the landscape into temperate rainforest. The last global ice age was at its maximum about 18,000 years ago, at the end of the Pleistocene era. A warming trend caused glaciers to retreat for thousands of years, but about 3,000 years ago, cooler weather resulted in the advance of some glaciers. The oral history of Alaska natives recounts these changes, especially in Glacier Bay. These glaciers reached their most recent maximum about 250 years ago, and since that time have been retreating.
As the massive ice sheets that covered southeast Alaska melted over the past 18,000 years, plants and wildlife began colonizing the land. A few pockets of land, such as Coronation Island on the outer coast, were not overrun by glaciers and served as refugia, harboring life that later dispersed throughout the region. Many of the post-glacial pioneers, such as black bears, brown bears, wolves, moose, and marten, came into southeast Alaska from unglaciated areas to the north and south. Evidence indicates that the distribution of these animals in southeast Alaska is related to their routes of colonization.
Glaciers leave a mark on the water, too, creating an area of gray, silty water where their melt flows into the sea. As glaciers move through the mountains, they grind stone to a fine flour that colors the rushing meltwater gray. When this fresh water flows out into the salty ocean water, it takes a long time to mix in with the seawater. Miles from the mouth of a glacial river, it's possible to see the distinct plume of gray, fresh water flowing in stark contrast to the green-blue ocean. This influx of fresh water also affects the salinity, and in many areas, inside waters are one-third less salty than the open ocean.